Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, president of the American Family Association.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. I'm Tim with Ed Battagliano, and joining us in studio is Steve Paisley Jordahl. Good morning, Brother Steve.
Good morning, everybody.
I like that shirt, man.
Thank you, Tim.
That's I've already complimented him.
Pretty cool Paisley.
Yeah, it's a little lighter tone Paisley, but yeah, I'm enjoying
that's
this shirt.
Lighter tone?
Well, it's on a white background, so it'll black, lighter, yeah. And it's a nice soft silk.
Yeah,
kind of
Steve's
thing,
so, keeping Paisley alive, man.
I do my best.
Huh?
I do
single-handedly.
My best.
I just, you and John Travolta.
You need to do one
of those John Travolta dances there.
Yeah, I remember in the 70s, you guys were both children of the 70s. Do you remember having polyester suits? And
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I remember
we
those.
We thought we were cool.
Oh, yeah.
And now we look back
and
go, how wrong we were.
I had a leisure suit. You guys remember leisure suits?
Yeah.
No tie. And that shirt collar would be tucked on the outside of the suit collar.
Yeah.
And it was, oh, good grief.
I remember bell bottoms. I had bell bottoms.
Did
y'all have bell bottoms?
Yeah.
I did.
I remember
wearing cream colored bell bottoms with brown leather patches on the knees and the pockets.
I missed that one.
Oh, yeah.
Never made it to Tupelo.
What about puka shell necklaces?
Oh, I remember those. I don't wear like much in the jewelry
was it Leif
department.
Garrett or some teen throb in the '70s wore one.
So wore what now?
Puka shell necklaces.
Okay,
you don't remember those?
It was shells.
It was, they're little shells. They're little shells. Looks like
Now you wear one of those as a guy, you just get beat up.
Yeah,
you know any neighborhood in the country. What are those?
We're not advocating for clothing.
Not at all
for clothing bullying, are we?
Yes. Clothing bullying.
Look at what he's got on. Somebody go over and rough that guy
Please
up.
Please tell me that's not a puka shell necklace.
All right. So, by the way, just real quickly, we haven't even talked about this, and you don't even know I'm going to bring up Madagascar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where you grew up. How many years did you spend there?
About five.
5 years when your parents were missionaries there. That's a country, an island off the coast of Africa. But anyway, they've been mentioned in the news recently
They've had a big, huge change of government, a military coup.
We're being warned as Americans don't travel there.
Yeah, yeah. It's dangerous. Listen.
For crying out loud, there goes my vacation.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. We went through two of those. In my 5 years in Madagascar, we went through two of those when we were there. It happens. It's a third world country. There's a battle going on for control of the government. There's a lot of tribal violence and tribal stuff going on. They've had a...
why are those animals always trying to get there?
Well, no, they're trying to get away. Remember?
Oh, trying to get away.
The movies?
Okay,
yeah.
You know what? In all seriousness, when those things happen... I have greater appreciation for missionaries who are in the field around the world who are in unstable and unsafe environments.
Yep.
And yet they continue to do the gospel.
And take families.
The most fear-filled night I have ever spent. I remember it. It still brings me chills. They had one of these coups, and the president declared martial law, and it was a shoot first, ask questions later martial law. My dad was out of town and driving home.
Ooh.
And we live on the outskirts of town, so we didn't have to drive through town. But there were no cell phones. There were no way to communicate back then.
Yeah.
And we didn't know how to tell him. And so I can tell you, I mean, we were in tears when he finally pulled up and walked in. And he didn't know much about it.
So he didn't know that even that there was a coup?
No, I don't believe he did. I don't remember that he did.
Yeah.
But he certainly didn't stay away, which is what we would have told him to do. Oh, I've never been so terrified in my life.
Mm. Well, but he made it.
He did.
Okay.
Yeah.
5 years, though, you spent there in Madagascar.
Very formative years. I was about 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Right.
So
you learned to speak French there.
I did. Well, I learned to speak French in France preparing to go there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What mission agency did he go?
It was it used to be called CBFMS, Conservative Baptist Foreign Mission Society. It became Venture, and I don't know if you know what it's called now, but it's the Conservative Baptist Denominations Foreign Missions Group.
I got you. All right, what's your first story you want to bring forth to us?
Yeah, President Trump was forced to take the Biden stairs up the Air Force One the other day.
Air Force One.
When he gets on the plane, he usually takes the big stairs, waves at the top. Well, this was in Palm Beach, so it was home. He was leaving, so he wasn't going to be waving to a whole lot of people. But the Secret Service asked him to hurry it up and take the short set of stairs that Joe Biden used to have to start taking because he couldn't get up the big ones. But Trump has no problem getting upstairs. But they wanted him in and off the tarmac as soon as possible because the Secret Service found a tree stand, a hunting platform, on some trees with a direct line of sight to Air Force One and the stairs. So they don't know whose it was, who put it up there. They don't know anything about it, but it was a threat enough so that they told the president, we don't want you exposed for very long at all, so we want you to get up those stairs quickly. Dan Bongino was on Fox News. He was talking about this. Cut 15.
I was on the phone yesterday back and forth with the D2, the deputy director over at the Secret Service, Matt Quinn, great guy. They were very concerned. Their security sweep discovered this hunting stand. The director was, Kash Patel, was directly involved right away. I'm on the email chain with him. He ordered an immediate response. I believe we had our plane flown down there. This hunting stand was appropriately dismantled. It's being flown to our lab. I believe it's there right now. And all of the forensic tools we have, from digital tools to biometric tools, they are all going to be applied to try to find out who put this up there and why. This is a zero-fail mission, Lawrence. Zero-fail. You can't have a mistake here. It's just not. I haven't been a Secret Service agent and now an FBI agent and with the NYPD. I can tell you, this is one of those missions where there's no do-overs.
That is scary. So I'm not trying to be critical of anybody here. Why? It seems like that you would have a regular sweep of all the areas surrounding Air Force One.
That's probably how they found it.
Well, but I mean, it's been up there for a while.
I don't know.
Okay,
they don't know how long it's been up.
If it's brand new, then that's
it. Might be that they just found it. I haven't read anything about whether it's old or new.
Okay, because that's. I mean, there are hunters out there who can shoot for hundreds of yards.
Oh yeah,
and you don't want. Like Bongino said, there's no do-overs on this.
You know, when you're a Secret Service, you can't be wrong once.
Right.
They have to be right every day, all day, all the time. So extremely high-pressure job, but you sign up for it.
Yeah.
And these people are pros.
And they're very proud of what they do.
So, So they found this, discovered this, and then made the president. They didn't want him elevated. They didn't want him going up that many steps when you could go up half that many
in the back of the plane. Yeah, it's a less exposure.
Yeah,
out there.
All right, next story, Steve.
Well, it's a good thing that they didn't ask Don Lemon about whether he how to protect the government, the president from gunfire, because, well, I don't think he would. So Don Lemon was on a podcast, and it was called The Left Hook with Wajahat Ali. And
with who?
His name is Wajahat Ali, Wajahat Ali.
You don't know who Wajahat is?
Well, I may have had a class with him in college, but it's been so long ago.
I've never heard of him.
He now has a podcast. He's a very liberal. He's on the left, so.
Okay.
The Left Hook. Anyway, he had Don Lemon, the former
CNN host.
CNN guy. And let me tell you, Don Lemon is not happy with what ICE is doing in this country. And he's making it known. He's kind of using some tropes that aren't happening, like ICE is going door-to-door collecting citizens. He had this to say, cut 11.
Black people, brown people of all stripes, whether you're an Indian American or a Mexican American or whoever you are, go out in your place where you live and get a gun legally. Get a license to carry legally. Because when you have people knocking on your door and taking you away without due process as a citizen, isn't that what the Second Amendment was written for? Go back and read what the Second Amendment says. And perhaps it will knock some sense in the head, in the heads of these people who are saying, well, it's all great. I don't believe they're doing it without due process. They're asking people for papers. They're not really beating people up. These people are doing things that are illegal. Nobody is illegal. It is a misdemeanor to cross the border.
We could deal with that whole inconsistency at the end, but many people saying he is actively calling to assassinate ICE agents. He should, the Secret Services, the Justice Department needs to pay him a visit.
Yeah, first, I don't know what was going on with his voice, unless he had to go to the dentist or something. That's not his normal, that was a significant lisp for Don Lemon. I don't know what that was about. That's not his normal voice.
But you saw it was him.
Yeah, no, I saw it. It was Don Lemon. That's exactly what he was calling for. He was calling for, first of all, I'm just stunned by the hypocrisy of members of the left. He's not the only one talking about getting guns here. These are people who regularly say we need to get rid of guns. Unless we need them, okay? And so I wanted to deal with that as well. But he is absolutely calling upon people who are here illegally to go legally, okay? I don't know how you legally, if you're illegal, how you legally get a gun, okay? Because you have to go through a background check. I have to go for a background check. That's a very good point.
That just sort of kills his whole theory there.
I think he's thinking that they're coming and deporting citizen, like Mexicans and
that's
immigrants.
Not true.
Wasn't
he saying if ICE is coming?
Yeah.
So why would ICE? Is he?
He's advocating. Can I just cut to the chase, Corey?
Sure.
Right here. He's advocating armed resistance of ICE agents.
Yeah,
that's what he's calling for. Get yourselves a gun, and when they come to your door, you tell them, "Get out of here! I'm going to shoot you."
Yeah.
That's the essence of what he's advocating for. Don Lemon there.
And they have been up on top of roofs trying to shoot down at ICE agents.
You know what? We wouldn't have this problem if Joe Biden not let the world come into our country
right.
4 years ago. Yeah, does it look bad when ICE agents have to wrestle people to the ground? Yes, it looks bad on video. Of course, you didn't see what led up to that. The left just shows you them getting into physical altercations. It would also help that these people wouldn't resist ICE. It's like with the case with many police officers. When you see police officers having to fight people and they subdue them and they get their knees on their back or whatever like that, and you're going, come on, man, is that so necessary that police have to act like that? Can't they be a little bit nicer or gentler? Again, they don't show you what led up to that. They don't show you, like the other day, there was a video and it showed the cop having to wrestle this woman to the ground. They didn't show you. Well, they did in this case because I saw it. They showed the video where the woman bit the cop, bit him. Do you know what kind of reaction you have when somebody bites you? You know,
right.
a dog or a toddler bites you? you get.
It provokes a fight or flight reaction.
Something.
Yeah.
Now, so I'm just saying that that's natural human instinct. But what I'm saying to you is that these arrests that ICE are having to make, they're arresting people that are either involved in gang activity or drugs or some other kind of criminal activities, or they have a deportation citation that they haven't honored. Is that the right way to phrase that? Do you know what I'm talking about? This is that. In other words, they had they were supposed to show up in court 15 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Because they had a deportation hearing and they never showed up in court. So these things are being enforced now.
Right.
And sometimes it, quote, looks bad. There was a fella, he had a son who was a Marine. And he was at the ceremony for his son graduating from the Marine Corps in California. Well, when he left there, the ICE agents arrested him. Why? Because he was here illegally and had a deportation hearing that he missed.
There are difficult cases. Not that
right.
they're wrong.
So the human instinct in you is going, come on, man, could we really have to do this?
Right.
Well, then you have to say, well, either we have laws or we don't.
Yeah.
So.
And you knew you were supposed to show up for your hearing and you didn't.
Yes. So I'm just saying, it. I will admit, it does. Some of this stuff does look bad, and it does make you want to say, do we really have to do it this way? That is, rough people up and arrest people who have sons in the Marine Corps and things like that. And then you have to step back and go, why are we in this mess? Why are these ICE agents having to do this? Well, because Joe Biden literally let the world come in. Like 15 million people poured into our country. He never tried to stop it at all. And remember, Kamala Harris, she didn't want to do anything to stop it either. They wanted these people to come in. Am I voice going up in
oxygen? It's going up. It's okay.
Tell me if I reach where you can't hear me anymore.
If you reach Don Lemon stage, we'll say
would you rail me back in? Rail me back in? Anyway, I just get bothered because these ICE agents are having to do this because Biden let everybody in, like 15 million estimated people in. Remember all those people just pouring over our borders? Well, they went somewhere. They went all over the country. And now somebody has to clean that up. But the reason that Biden and the Democrats want people, they don't want borders, is because they want all these people to come in. And they want them to have a pathway to citizenship. They get legalized, and then they become voters, and then they vote Democrat all day, every day. And that is the end of the Republican Party as we know it, of any opposition party to the Democrats. If you're allowed to let millions of people come into the country, get them, and then have a pathway to citizenship. Then they get legal, then they vote.
I don't think you have to wait that long before it has political ramifications, because the way they do representation, they assign the number of congressional seats to a state, is by the census. And the census counts people legal or not. If you're a human body, you get counted in the census. So all these illegal aliens that are in
being
the country
counted.
Are
really?
Being counted, yes.
Yeah, and that's
and
why.
And that's how they assign seats.
And that's why with the Trump administration deporting and then people here illegally self-deporting,
right,
it's reaching numbers where it could affect now Democrats' number of seats.
Yeah, and the self-deportation is working too, isn't it? I mean, they're paying for people to you can leave the country, and we the United States federal government pay you to do so, right?
Well, they just leave because they don't,
and then you can reapply to come here legally.
Yes. You get back in line, but they'll free flight home and they'll treat you very nicely. They're very much appreciated if you do that.
Yeah.
All right, you're listening to Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network, and my octaves have come down. Now,
you're doing better.
I think it's
taking a deep breath.
Yes. I don't think my blood pressure went up, though. I didn't feel that. Can you feel that?
Can you feel it? Sometimes you can get a little dizzy or something.
All right, Steve, what's your next story?
Back in 2023, California voted to set up a reparations task force, come up with a number.
For what?
For slavery. All these African-American descendants of slaves who are still, they say.
They had slavery in California? I thought that was only in the American South.
It doesn't matter, Tim.
If
you're black in America, they say you are affected because 150 years ago we had slavery.
You might be descended from slaves, but moved to California.
California voted to have reparations.
They voted to set up a panel to decide how much reparations. And here's what they came up with. They wanted, some said they wanted as much as $200 million. Per person, but they were willing to start with just $1 million. Now, $200 million per potential person is more money than is on the earth. It's in the multiple trillions of dollars, and there's not that much money.
This
in the whole
is
world.
Stupid.
It is. Stupid. Well, they realized.
Are they really doing this?
Well, here's the thing: they did set up the
committee,
the panel. And they realized because the people that were running the panel and the people that came to the meetings wanted $200 million per, and they had a way of figuring out that math. They said that was what they're worth. They say they couldn't do that. So in the end, Gavin Newsom said, well, you know, reparations is more than money. And so he has just signed SB 518, which creates the Bureau for Descendants of American Slavery. the first ever permanent state agency dedicated to advancing reparative initiatives. They are charged with, among other things, confirming descendancy, public education and outreach, and reparative program coordination. So in other words, they are giving the state the authority to round up all the personal, genealogical, genetic information of black people living in the state and storing it in a database, which is foolproof. What could possibly go wrong?
Well, when you put it like that, that's just so ridiculous. That's just all that is pandering.
Yeah.
To people and to you know, what do you call it? Just pandering and trying to virtue signal is all that is. Just virtue signaling. That's just
look. I would be worried when you start talking about, hey, we're setting up a panel.
Right.
To give you every black person who thinks they were or might have been descended from a slave $200 million, bet me that some of the people who are on the list didn't go, okay, well, we're gonna max our credit cards, you know, and we're going to borrow money and get cars because we got $200 million coming. And then you find out it's not coming.
I did that.
You did that already?
It didn't work. No,
huh? What I'm saying is,
yeah.
You know, there are some people who said yes.
I know it's your
$200 million coming.
Well, they're
our
dumb.
Way.
They're dummies. Okay. If you did that,
yeah,
I got some oceanfront property and
yeah, use some of that money to buy some of my land.
All right, go ahead, Steve. What's your next story?
Last Friday, the Dodgers beat the.
You know, we got Jane Fonda and fried chicken.
Oh, let's do that instead. Okay. Thank you. Jane Fonda was at a recent ceremony meant to bless all the animals. You know, she's a very kind-hearted person. The actress, she was there to bless all the animals at a, there's a church service that happened.
St. Francis of Assisi.
Jane Fonda went to church?
The annual feast of St. Francis of Assisi.
Where was that, New York City?
It was New York City's largest Gothic cathedral.
Okay, so they brought in a bunch of animals to the into the church?
Yes, they did.
And they blessed them.
They showed them walking a camel down. Yeah. So every year they come and they bless the animals. And Jane Fonda wanted to be, you know, bless the animals.
Sure you would.
Of course, after the procession of the animals, Jane Fonda headed to Harlem for the fried chicken and collard greens at Melba's.
That's hilarious. Jane Fonda went to the blessing of the animals at the church.
And then went to eat some.
Oh, be kind. Technically, we bless the animals before we eat them too, right?
Yeah, well, that's true.
But she was eyeing those
chickens. But not the virtue signal.
She was eyeing those chickens that came marching down blessed. You think they had chickens? The chickens, how do you control these?
I'm not sure that they, did they bless chickens? It does say they blessed chickens, but I'm guessing those are probably in a crate. And you just,
well, that's not
you
very,
just bless them, you know.
While they're in bondage? You could free them. That'd be the best blessing they could have. Huh? Am I right?
Well, I mean, yeah, that's, I hear what you're saying. Fish in containers, turtles, they all were blessed. And I'm not mocking the blessing. There's a spiritual, you know, religious purpose for doing that.
Really? But
then, yes.
Like what?
But
if there was one,
just
said.
St. Francis of Assisi was known for. He could talk to the animals and walk
with
the animals.
What's up with Dr. Doolittle?
Oh, maybe I'm getting this mixed up.
I think you're getting your spiritual leaders mixed up. It's good that
he could walk with the animals and talk with the animals. Don't you ever read anything from church history?
It's a good thing this show's over. See you tomorrow, everybody.
Talk to the animals.